This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Missouri General Assembly's unprecedented 2020 legislative session will long be remembered. It was a five-month span that was deeply affected by the coronavirus pandemic, both in what was discussed and how lawmakers acted. St. Louis Public Radio State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll breaks down what did and didn't happen.
Both Republicans and Democrats in the Missouri legislature agreed on one thing. This was a highly unusual legislative session. That was evident even in the routine press conferences that follow after each chamber gavels to a close.
In these days of socially distancing, it makes it easy when it only takes a few of us to walk in here instead of all 115 caucus members.
That's House Speaker Elijah Haar, a Republican from Springfield. It was his final year in the legislature, one that got cut short due to the coronavirus.
We lost about 6 weeks in the middle for the COVID pandemic.
Because of all the time lawmakers were away from the Capitol, numerous priorities at the beginning of session fell by the wayside, like gambling expansion and changing gun laws. Governor Mike Parson acknowledged how coronavirus consumed most of the session's attention, especially when it came to state finances.
This session started with a lot of hope. As you all remember, in January, we were looking at one of the strongest economies we'd ever seen. And then all of a sudden, we know where we're at today and the things that we've had to deal with.
After authorizing Parson to spend billions in federal coronavirus money, lawmakers returned from an extended spring break during the peak of the pandemic to pass the state budget. This was a move that Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz from Columbia says leadership received criticism for, but it ended up being the right decision.
I think the work that went into that obviously was incredible. It fully funds public education, maintains level funding for our colleges and universities, and it maximizes every resource available to us for the benefit of Missourians and their local communities.
But Democratic Representative Kip Kendrick from Columbia, a ranking member of the Budget Committee, didn't agree. He says the budget is unbalanced.
This budget that we pass is going to rely on additional federal money coming down to the state in order to balance the budget. I think that's very clear.
Members of both parties, including Democratic State Representative Donna Berenger from St. Louis, didn't like how their colleagues were stuffing multiple ideas into a single piece of legislation.
And it was interesting. We always call it sausaging. But someone said to me, well, you know what? I think this is more like tripe. It's just unpalatable.
State Representative Kevin Windham, a Democrat from Hillsdale, contended that the GOP leadership's priorities were out of whack. He said he anticipated more COVID-related bills being discussed on the floor.
And I was distressed, for lack of a better word, when I came and found that we were talking about biodiesel and feral hogs and brass knuckles being legalized, when we still haven't talked about different things like face masks or tracing apps.
Other legislation receiving complaints from Democrats were caps on punitive damages and a ballot initiative to undo a state legislative redistricting plan that voters backed in 2018. And lawmakers from both parties were disappointed that a statewide prescription drug monitoring program and an online sales tax failed to pass. Haar said they did prioritize COVID-19, pointing to an expansion of absentee balloting, but he also said this.
It's important to say we're not just going to be here for one or two issues. If we're going to be here, we're going to be here to work. And that means early mornings and long nights. And it means that some of the issues that we had prioritized before the pandemic were issues that we were going to try to finish after the pandemic.
As lawmakers cross off some of their top priorities for the year, despite a global pandemic, they can expect some more long nights and early mornings, with the likelihood of a special session sometime before June 30th. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.